Although it is 1987, a full 15 years since the Migratory Bird Treaty Act was amended to increase protection of Native American birds, some people still shoot at crows, jays, hawks, eagles, and even songbirds, flouting both the law of the land and the bounds of human decency. In 1918, President Woodrow Wilson signed the original Migratory Bird Treaty, an agreement between the United States and Canada to protect the song and game birds which our countries share. In 1936, a convention with Mexico extended this treaty, protecting many birds over the entire continent. But back then, most people didn't recognize the importance of scavengers and birds of prey in the natural world, and so many species were still not protected. It was Richard Nixon's administration which extended protection to crows and jays and many other species in an amendment to the Migratory Bird Treaty passed in 1972. Now it's illegal to kill, capture, or harass any native bird without a permit, or to collect nests or eggs. Violations are punishable with both a heavy fine and a jail sentence. The only birds not protected are the house sparrow and the European starling, which were both introduced from Europe. Sometimes an individual bird or a group of birds becomes a nuisance to people. Downy woodpeckers occasionally start digging into the wood siding of a house, causing a good deal of damage. Pileated woodpeckers sometimes destroy telephone and power company poles. Some people don't want cliff swallows to build mud nests on their houses. The city of Duluth, where I live, considers these swallows adobe houses plastered all around the arena and the port terminal to be nuisances. A lot of people object to the huge numbers of gulls around all summer. The FAA was so concerned about gulls pigging out at the Western Lake Superior Sanitary District's landfill, which is dangerously close to the Duluth International Airport, that they had to close the dump. Some people object to wake-up calls when it's 4:30 a.m. and it's a crow doing the calling. All in all, it's true that birds can be nuisances sometimes, and the law recognizes this. If you have a problem with a particular bird, call your regional office of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. If the problem is serious, they may issue a permit to capture or kill the bird. But most problems can be solved without destroying the bird, and they'll advise you about the best solution to your problem. If the problem is one of noise or aesthetics, perhaps Robert Frost had the best answer in his poem, A Minor Bird. I have wished a bird would fly away and not sing by my house all day, have clapped my hands at him from the door when it seemed as if I could bear no more. The fault must partly have been in me. The bird was not to blame for his key. And of course, there must be something wrong in wanting to silence any song. That was Robert Frost. This is Laura Erickson, and this program has been For the Birds.